I'll be talking about an ongoing research project. So I have to disappoint you that you're not going to see Android apps on Gino just now, but that's ongoing work. Firstly, the question, why are we doing that anyway? So the one or the other of you might remember the infamous stage fright bug, which hit Android in 2015. That was an issue where you could exploit the media subsystem of Android by sending malicious videos or other media data. And that would then trigger an overflow in the application. And as the media service runs with high privileges, you could eventually take over the Android device. And that affected millions of Android devices. And the problem is that the issue has not really been solved since. So after 2015, and the analysis here goes only till end of 2017, but after that, a lot of similar issues popped out all the time. Here's a spike, of course, because many people looked into that. But in fact, in all your phones that you have in your pocket, this issue is not really solved. There are still issues in these vastly complex media libraries that an attacker could exploit. Media frameworks are not going to be simple anytime, so we need to do something else instead of trying to implement them correctly. It may not work. So how can we avoid such stage fright type of errors? This is something that the one or the other of you has seen already in the previous presentation of my colleague. So we employ component-based architectures. So you have complex pieces of software like the network stack here or the browser, and then you could put a trusted component in between to control the interaction between these two complexes piece of software. And naturally, this trusted component here in green, this needs to do the right thing. If this component also has errors that could be exploited by an attacker, then you gain nothing from establishing such an architecture. So that component could, for example, sanitize all the structure, all the data that's sent over between the components, or enforce additional policies like only encrypted messages should be go from one component to another. We can see two problems now here: the information flow and the correctness of the component. I mean, it makes no sense to if the web browser still can communicate with the network stack directly, then we are not going to enforce our policy. So we somehow must make sure that the information flow between the components are as we want it. For this, we rely on the Gnode OS framework. I'm not going to talk too much about it because if you just stay here after my talk, there are going to be two talks on Gnode, one by Norman Feske, who's one of the founders of Gnode Labs,